Sentire Media.
Ciao a tutti and welcome to Venice Talks, a podcast series dedicated to Venice in Italy. I'm your host, Monica Cesarato, a Venetian food and travel blogger. Join me as I share my insider knowledge to help you explore Venice at 360 degrees. In this weekly podcast, we'll dive into the heart of the city, uncovering hidden stories and connecting with the people who make Venice unique. The artisans, the writers, the fashion designers, the bloggers, the journalists, and more. Let's break free from cliché and discover the true essence of Venice, not just the monuments, but the vibrant people, the Venetians. Experience Venice the right sustainable way. You can find me on my blog at www.monicacesarato.com and across all social media platforms. Enjoy the episode and let's journey through Venice together. Welcome back to Venice Talks, Season 2, Episode 4. Hi everybody and welcome back to Venice Talks. Today I have two very special ladies. They are French, they are young, and it is Garance Laporte and Marion Hussan from Galleria Garance and Marion. Hi ladies, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Monica. Hello. Really well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, busy. Okay, first of all, let's explain to everybody what is the gallery Garance and Marion.
Well, we developed this art gallery from an idea born in a pandemic. So our art gallery is entirely dedicated to the graphic arts. Mm-hmm. And presents a selection of affordable works designed for the living space. Mm-hmm. Initially, it was a pop-up gallery. We've been itinerant and we spent a year traveling through Venice and the Veneto region, exploring mm-hmm. themes and visions centered on the region and Venice in particular. Mm-hmm. And from last year, actually from April 2023, we're here in Canaletto in Venice, in our permanent space. Mm-hmm. And this is a bit the idea of the gallery. Of course, we have artworks that are numbered and sized, and you can also be sold together with custom-made frames made by a family of artisans from Marcon. Mm-hmm. And our prices for reproductions and originals range from 25 euros to 980 euros.
Okay.
Really precise.
Yes, our idea, our main idea, we can say, it's to promote and democratize, I don't know mm-hmm. if you say like that, the art.
Okay, okay.
We allow everyone to be able to buy a piece of art at an affordable price.
Okay, so that is, in a way, what makes you different from maybe other galleries that maybe are more, let's say, I wouldn't say expensive in that sense, but maybe more niche. Yours is you're trying to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, that's our ideas of art, is to give a new vision of the gallery, mm-hmm. where usually people are maybe intimidated to enter in, mm-hmm. and so we created a gallery that it's a gallery, but also a casa. We like to call her Casa Galleria.
Well, you can call it bottega, as the Venetians usually call it.
We work with craftsmanship, but we don't. We are not, so maybe mm-hmm. you cannot say that. We prefer to use this Casa Galleria. No,
but bottega in Venice doesn't mean just the artisan. Yeah. Bottega means it means shop, but more cozy. Okay, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes, exactly. That's the idea. You got it.
Yeah. So the main idea that Marion just said is that we would like to, and we have created this kind of gallery where everyone could feel at home, where everyone could meet, where everyone could just stay here a little bit and being tranquilo, as we say mm-hmm. here.
Not being, take it easy.
I'm taking easy, yeah. Exactly. And this is actually something that we've noticed and that is happening every single day here in the gallery. That's the people taking their time, and it's a place where actually they meet and connect between
And
each
I
other.
actually, it's something I noticed because, I finish my tours generally just
Yeah.
next door to you. And it's something
Wow.
I always notice, glasses of spritz and wine going
Yeah.
towards your gallery, back to the bar where I goes, and back again to your gallery. Yeah, I think your place is a bit of a happy place.
Yes, it is. We try to. Happy place. We do events at least one time a month. So we like to invite people to come in our art gallery to
And
yes.
listen, girls, and very conveniently, you actually got a place next to one of the best osteria in Venice. Yes.
Yeah. We can say our name and
Yeah.
Barlefo for those who are listening to us. Yes,
Yeah.
it's one of the best and they're really nice. So we are really
So,
happy.
what kind of art do you display then?
So basically, as we said before, we are specialized in graphic arts. So there, you can find, of course, in the re original way of art, you can find watercolors, gouache, digital illustrations on paper, but also works made with Indian ink. You can find pastels and felt tip pens. You can find a bit everything, but of course we highlighted a lot, of course, the reproduction and the limited edition. So we work with three families, because they are families basically, craftsmanships here in Veneto, because our production is in Veneto, and they do reproduction of prints, which are not prints considered as posters, but literally as artworks, as we do the reproductions in a really good paper, fine art, certified paper, fine art, and also the way of printing. There are three: risograph, silk screen print, and inkjet. So there are three techniques that are famous in the world of prints. So that means that they are not poster, but really artworks. And in that way, we have artworks that are affordable, but they remain artwork. They remain unique and artworks, no?
And I can add something is that the artwork that we have in our gallery are unique because and they are also exclusive because they are made by the artists that we have 20 artists from all over the world. They are emerging artists, all young, around 35, we can say, years old. And they all created for us this artwork just for us. So it means that you can find the artwork only in our gallery.
Nice, cool.
So
How do you are you do how do you choose the artist? How do you pick them? Is it something that they always I like to when I because I've interviewed other galleries from Venice, and it's something that always intrigues me. How one artist is chosen compared to another. What's your process? How do you pick them?
We choose the artist through some research online and social media also. It's a good tools to do it, and we contact them directly. We invite them to our open call because we started our gallery with one the exhibition was Impression de Venise, so it was about Venice. Then the second exhibition was about the Veneto region, and so we send them the open call and they participate in this way. And so they are all they're both Italian and international. We are not focused only on Italian artists because we also have the point of view and the vision of people that never came to Venice. So it's really interesting for us to eat artistically and
Of course, of course.
to have the point of view and the vision of someone who doesn't know Venice. So
Of course, and it's now influenced by the, maybe by the having studied here or something. Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's beautiful. That's a great idea.
So the important thing is that we work with people that we have been selecting, and because we have also a feeling with them,
Yeah. A
we
human
yeah, a
connection.
human
Yeah.
connection.
Yeah.
And also we choose the artist because we can say I think that we did something harmonious, that everyone all the artwork fit together.
Yeah.
And also, but they are also all different by their technique or the way they work. But there is an harmony, like we can
Yeah.
say, I think. Yeah.
For us, it's important to, sorry, Monica.
No, keep going, keep going. You know,
We
what you're talking about is more than interesting than my question. So keep
talk
going, don't worry.
No, but in a way, like just to explain as well that of course we pay attention on the artistic personality, and for us it's also really important to choose artists that we're going to follow, because these are artists that are on a long-term contract with us. Of course, they're free to say bye, we don't want to work with you anymore, but from now, from the beginning, it's literally a family as well with the artists. We are growing all together, and we are literally seeing them growing up, and they are seeing us growing up as well.
Yeah, of
And
course.
this is really important for us, and giving the opportunity also to the people, the clients that wants to buy an artwork, to give different artworks, different visions, as Marion said, and also different style that you can imagine having at your place.
Yeah, of course.
It's not maybe because you find an artwork beautiful that you will buy it for your place.
Of course.
So yeah, we are a bit doing these choices in that sense, and we try always, as Marion said, to keep it elegant and harmonious. And there is a real curatorial, sorry, behind, and yeah, that's it. We could talk forever.
Okay, and then talking about this. Curating an art gallery and so on. Where do you come, girls? I mean, give me a bit of history. Which background have you got and how did you end up? Because I know by reading on your social media that you actually met in Venice. You're both from France, but you met in Venice. So give us a little, because I find this so interesting. That's, I think, is what everybody wants to hear. So I want to know where you both come from. So your background, how you met, and then we're going to talk about life in Venice for two French ladies.
Yeah, okay, I start.
So,
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, just say who you are because, of course, we haven't got
Marion.
video. So, we don't.
Yeah,
And for,
of
to me, you sound both with this beautiful French accent that
course.
I wish my French had this accent when I speak it. My French has got such a strong Italian accent. So, go on.
French accent is difficult to
I
give
know.
it
I know.
away.
I need to lose my strong. First of all,
And we need to lose the strong
yeah, that's true, that's true. Okay, who's gonna start? Marion?
Yeah, I'm Marion. I come
Yep.
from north of France, and I spend my time until 18 years old in a small village with only 7,700 souls.
Oh my
So
gosh. What about in northern France?
where do you mean?
Yeah,
Near
which
Amiens?
area?
Yeah, it's the region is Picardy, so it's between North and Paris. So when I say to the Italian people that I'm from North of France, they say, "Oh, you come from Britannia?"
No,
I
yeah,
say,
of
"No."
course. They only
"You
know
come
that.
from Normandy?" I say, "No."
No.
Northern than that.
No, but
So
you got amazing, as far as I remember, you got amazing cheeses up there.
cheesy, it's less. It's Normandy cheesy.
Oh, okay. No, I've been in your region as well. Well, I mean,
Yeah,
I was eating cheese all the time. I always eat cheese when I go to France.
I know. There is a really strong one from there. Yeah, I know.
See, told you, I'm a food person. I locate people by food, not by geography. Sorry, I have interrupted you. Go back to your story. Go on.
So I've been to the high school in Amiens. So this is the main city close to my village. Then I went to Northern in near to Lille. Maybe you know better because it's a bigger city. And I study applied art.
Oh, okay.
Then I come back because I was doing a preparation for art school, but I didn't go through. And I did a 3 years so a bachelor degree in management in a business school, and then I moved to Lyon, and I did a master in communication.
Okay.
Then I traveled a lot because I knew that when I will start to work, I won't be able to travel anymore. So I said, "Okay, let's do road trip." So
Smart woman, smart
I
woman.
So I went to America. I've been did a beautiful 3 month road trip there in India, in Rwanda, in Asia, and in Europa. And then I found a job in Paris in communication, and I worked there for 5 years. But I was quite bored, so I decided to study again, and I studied history of art. In the same time that I was working, I was studying history of art with a university, the one of Lille, and I did yes, laureate, we say that, license degree.
Your degree, your master's.
And then I need to do an internship, so I decided to leave Paris, leave my job, leave everything, and start from scratch in Venice. And I already knew this city because I came here when I was 20 years old, and I fell in love of Venice, and I came every years to for 1 week, for 1 weekend, and then it was my dream to come and live here. So I came, I did my internship, and it's where I met Garance. So I was working at the Alliance Française, which is a French school, and we had an event, and Garance came, and we met, and it was a love at first sight.
You just clicked immediately. Wow, what an impressive curriculum, Marion. I didn't realize that. Wow. Well, Lisa, I tell you what, next time we are going to meet you in the bar there at next to you, we're going to have plenty to talk about.
I'm here.
Definitely.
You know where I am, so you can come to
Oh
see me.
yeah, I definitely know where you are. Garance, what about you, Ben?
I'm from the southwest of France, so she's from the north and I'm from the south. I'm from Pau, exactly. It's a little city nearby the Pyrenees, in mountains and also nearby the ocean. So I was born there. I studied there until 18 years old as well. And then I went to Bordeaux. I studied the history of arts. And then I went to Brighton in England
Sorry,
for.
Garance. Garance, you
Sorry.
went to Bordeaux to study the history of art and not of wine? Something wrong
Course,
there.
I've studied wine as well, but
I thought so, yeah.
No, you were talking about food, and sorry, but my region is the duck, the foie gras, the
Oh
sausage.
gosh, please, I'm on a diet, girls. Don't talk to me about foie gras. I actually discovered it the first time I went to France from England, and from then it was like, oh, I could live on foie gras. I feel sorry for the ducks, but I could, the geese, actually, the geese. But oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. Oh, don't,
And
oh,
so,
on a baguette with a little bit of butter.
yeah, that's really good too. That's really good.
La la.
I think you know very well the food in France, maybe more than us.
I went to pretty many regions, and I love eating. So just one day over a glass of wine, I'll tell you my experience in France with tang. Okay,
Oh,
yeah,
great, great. So we'll see
yeah, lang. Yeah.
each
Go on, sorry. Back to your story, Grant. Sorry.
Yeah,
Go on.
sorry. No, don't worry. So after Bordeaux, I went to Brighton in England
Oh, okay.
for a year. I used to speak very well English, not
Well, you
like
still
now.
do. No, you do. Your English, both of you girls, is really good. So don't worry.
And then I went to Paris to La Sorbonne, where I didn't want to go, but I did. I
Oh,
went
wow.
there. I've done the research of my master's in research for in still in art history. And then during this master's for 2 years, I traveled a lot as well for my research. And I popped by Venice just because of something from my research. That would be another podcast to tell the whole story, but I won't.
Oh, I love
But
that. Wow, definitely. I want to hear a little bit. Okay, we go back to this.
And so basically I went to this museum where there was this exhibition that was helpful for my research. And in this museum, I met the director that became my director 6 months after because they offered me an internship. So I've started this internship in 2016, so 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I just went there. I knew Venice with my parents as a kid, and I just went there and I fell in love with the city absolutely, like right
Wow.
away. I felt at home. I felt at home, and I felt at home at the museum. I've learned everything there. I had a beautiful team at the
Which
museum.
museum? Which museum were you in?
The Palazzo Fortuni.
Oh my God, you said nothing, have you? Oh gosh. So I probably actually saw you a few times. I come over during, during my visits and stuff, like at least once a
Oh,
year, probably.
surely, surely, surely. I was in the office and I was working like with this small but beautiful team and really efficient team. And yeah, for 5 years I worked there, 5 years almost, yeah. And then, I just met Marion. We became friends right away. I worked in another museum in the meantime. And in 2 months, we've decided to create an art gallery.
We are
And
both crazy, so we said,
yeah,
let's do
okay. So this is what I want to understand. How did it
it.
happen? I mean, because it's not like you said, okay, let's go for a drink. You decided to open a shop in a city that is not exactly easy to open.
But I
Another,
think we
a city that has got loads of art galleries because there
yeah.
is something that's definitely not missing in Venice are museums and art galleries. Okay, in the middle of a pandemic, foreigners, because I mean, I like you girls, but we know Venetians what we can be like. Okay, so how did you come up with this?
Good to
Beautiful,
be.
but crazy idea. Beautiful, but still a bit crazy idea.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's exactly what this is why we became friends, like super friends, because when we met, we had both of us not a career, but we had something. No, it's not that
Yeah,
we
of
didn't have
course.
anything, but we left both of the stuff just to say, okay, this kind of art gallery doesn't exist in Venice. We need to bring that to Venice because we do love these cities so much. And the Venetians, the craftsmanships, and all the beautiful and the beauties that we can find here, that we wanted to really bring something back to the city. As you know, Venice is giving
Like
you
a
everything,
gift.
yeah, just like a gift for this city, because
Of course, of
it's giving
course.
to all of us every single day so many things that we wanted to, give her something back, basically, and also give Venice, and because we do believe that this city has always been very, very strong in the in front of so many, many historical moments where Venice died. I mean, the same for the pandemic. And this, like, okay, we want to participate at these kind of revolutions that happen in Venice, no? Of course, it's our little revolution for us. We are not that crazy. We're not.
No, but I got to say, is it, when did remind me which year did you open? 2 years ago, was it, or last year?
We started to talk about it when we were it was the pandemic, so when it was in 2020. Then we opened officially the gallery in 2021. We did our first exhibition
So
in October.
you're nearly on 3 years now. But I got to say, it's actually very incredible. I mean, it's less than 3 years you're open, but you have become one of the main art, one of the most, let's say, talked about it probably galleries in the city.
Awesome. Thank you,
Wow.
Monica.
I mean, oh, come
We
on. I mean,
didn't know
okay,
about
just
it.
okay. One. First, you're very good in your both on social medias but also on the press releases. I got to say, and that plays a lot of in your part, and I can see it comes from your background. So well done, girls. You're very good at marketing, and that's very important in a city I think like Venice, where not everybody's very good at doing marketing. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that if they had the right marketing, the right social media approach, probably they will be better known. Okay, so I think, yeah, but also I think you really have, I don't know, you're growing as an authority. I mean, I always hear good things when I hear about your gallery. So in a city like
That's
Venice,
good.
where, in a city like Venice, where everybody usually is either copying you or bad mouth, or not exactly being nice to you, it's nice when people have always got good things to say.
Yes, but I think it's not only marketing, it's also the fact that we created a place where people can meet and can enjoy the simple fact, to be together
Yeah.
and talk about art without pressure,
No,
without
yeah.
just yes, like conversations
Yeah.
between friends. So
Yeah.
that's the fact that I think it's what people like. So.
Yeah, it's also something that we of course work very hard to that, but we also very natural, no? And so do organize events, we see what you say, but it's always good to hear because when you work and you work and you work, you don't realize. But it's true that all the exhibitions and events that we've done, we can see that we are
Packed.
supported
You're
by so many
packed.
people.
You're
Yeah, no,
always
that's true.
packed. I always know when you have an exhibition because when I arrive with my tour outside of your doors, all I can see is like at least 50 to 100 people with glasses in their hands having a great time. So, yeah,
Yes,
definitely.
we're
Very
happy.
success, you
Yeah.
know. So,
Thank you.
what's life in Venice for you girls? Because you know, Venice is not an easy city. So, how hard was it to settle? You know, you both come from, I know you come maybe from two small towns, but still it's France. You know, you're hundreds of years ahead of Italy. How hard was it to settle in Venice?
But I think we are too, we like so much Venice that we don't see the inconvenience of it.
No.
That's the
Okay.
fact. When
Okay.
people say, oh, but Venice is inconvenient, and I don't see like that. I think it's the most beautiful city, but it's a common way to say because we all say the same thing. But we also, because we have a lot of friends that come from all over the world, we can say, and what we have in common that they all came for work or because they love Venice, but
So because
we also
they love or because they love someone in Venice.
also but not
Not
only
me
really, because also.
this is something that of course happen and it's beautiful too, but which is incredible in Venice, and that's what
I was
Peggy
going to
Guggenheim
say.
said as well, that she loved that much Venice that it's hard to love someone else.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say that loving Venice is like loving someone, like a person, I think. So sometimes you don't have a place for another person in your life.
That's true. I mean, I remember I had a very you know, those kind of, you know, like out of your body experience once. I was just walking. Normally, I was walking with a couple of friends in Canareggio area, the back towards Fondamentanova, the area in one small alleyway. And you know, as you pass in, and it's a small alleyway, and somebody else is coming towards you, so you kind of have to squash in because you know it's tight. And I put my hand on a wall, and all of a sudden, it's like if I jumped in another time, and I thought, oh my God, I've been already on the. I know in my mind I've never been on the alleyway, but in my head it was like, oh my God, I've been here in my past life, and I'm not somebody that believe in these things, but the experience was so weird. The feeling, you know, and I think that's what's happening to a lot of people that come to Venice. Don't you agree?
But absolutely, and this is also something that when you asked about our lives here, to me, Garance, then, because you don't see indeed, it's weird. But to me, it's never. Of course, it's been hard to open a society, and it's still because we
We are
learned,
young.
and we are young, and we learned how the bureaucracy in
Oh,
Italy was.
and the taxes in Italy. Let's not forget about the taxes in Italy. Yeah.
We
We don't
don't
want to talk about that. No, let's not talk about that. No, let's not talk about that.
Let's say that it's worth it. Maybe in France we would have way much more money. Maybe we would have a life that would be, how do you say,
Settled.
settled. Yeah, and we would not have this beautiful life, this beautiful quotidianity that we do have here in Venice. Here, what it's incredible is that this gallery is not only us, Garance and Marion. It's literally also the help, the Venetians, the international, the people that choose to live in Venice like us are for us. They are Venetian itself because they chose to live here and to construct something here, to construct their lives, to construct their job. And there is here a community of like a little village, just like in the village of Marion, my village, if we can say it like this, of a real help between everyone. And of course, there are difficulties, but like everywhere, but there's something here like that we could call
Humanity.
magic and human.
And also the fact, if I can add something, it's that we it's like living in a village, because you know your neighbor, you know where you're going to take a coffee, when you know everyone, you cross by, you cross, you meet people in the street all the time, and that's really
I know it is a great feeling. I know when I take my people on a tour, generally happens sometimes, across with people. I don't live in Venice, but I spend most of my time in Venice. And I think it's the most exciting part for many people with me on the tour is when I start saying, hi, hi, ciao, ciao. And we walk in literally in 100 meters and say hi to about 20 people. And I love that. I love that because, right now I live in the countryside right now in the middle of the sticks. And it's something that I miss from living in a small town, in a small village, as you say.
It's a small village, but that I wanted to say, it's that it's also the world come here. So
Of
we don't
course.
feel, you meet the world and the people that come from everywhere, that are friends from friends, for example, that bring us their friends. So every day we meet someone from from France, from Italy, from United States, that someone bring it to us. Or And it's beautiful because you live in a village, but you meet the world. And I think this is unique. It's only in Venice that can happen.
I agree. So, talking about people from all over the world, as you say, you get people from all over the world, but would you say you have how can I say, somebody from a particular nation? Because you're French, maybe more French people coming, or maybe more Americans, or anybody.
It depends on the period. I say maybe France for sure, French people. Yes, also German, and yes, from America for sure.
Depending on the period of time, of course, you will have maybe in a month, or the different flights. Basically, sometimes like you have a flight, you know that all Spain is here, or all Portugal is here, or the whole Germany is here. But yeah, it's more like a wave, just like mare here in
That's
Venice.
true. That's true. Also, I think it depends on the events that are in Venice. You have a Biennale, you have a Carnival, you have a
Absolutely.
Redentor, and so on.
For example, we thought that January was going to be empty, but it wasn't the case. We had a
Don't
lot
tell
of.
me about it. I've never worked so much in my life in general this year.
A lot of Venetian or people from Veneto, so we also have a lot of clients that come from the Veneto region.
And Saturday and Sundays. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So, girls, can people, we're going to talk where your shop is in a second, but you got a website. Can people, if they cannot make it to Venice, or they make it to Venice, but then they cannot take the stuff back with them, can they get the stuff online as well?
Yes, of course. So we have a
I know,
website.
don't say it. Yes, of course. It's not so, of course, when I talk to Venetians. It's not so, of course. That's why I'm asking you. I knew you were going to say yes, but in Venice, it's not so, of course. Okay. So you do. You do. Okay. So what's your website? What's your website then?
Okay, so the website is Garance.
www. Okay.
Exactly. Garance trattino piccolo.
Okay,
I don't really know.
the one, the minus or the underline, the underline, the
The
minus
minus
sign,
Marion.
minus sign.
Marion.com.
Dot com, perfect. And on social medias, where can they find you?
Yeah, it's better to. Yeah, we are really active on Instagram. Also, we have a YouTube page, a Facebook page,
You
LinkedIn
got
page.
YouTube as well? Well, oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
We did our
good.
first video because to launch our gallery, we did a crowdfunding campaign. So we did a video to explain what we wanted to do. So if you want to see the video
Oh, I didn't
from
know that.
3 years
Okay.
ago, you can go on the YouTube comment.
Yeah, we were
Okay.
young and beautiful.
Two. Oh my God, you don't get old in 2 years, a woman. Come on,
Yes,
please.
when you open a gallery in Venice, yes.
In Italy, yes. Because of all the bureaucracy. Yes, you got your first white hair, Venetian white hair, I suppose.
I am full of white.
Listen, girls, so what are you open every day and from what time to what time?
So for now, we are open from Wednesday to Sunday from 11 to 19, 7 in the evening.
Okay, non stop,
Of course,
yes.
we might change our time schedule.
Yeah.
So yeah,
In
this
April,
is in April we might be open a bit more.
Vabbè, but you're gonna update it on Google Maps, aren't you?
Absolutely,
So that's fine, yeah.
absolutely.
So listen, Garance, I definitely wanna hear the story that you were saying before, but as you say, maybe we should save it to another podcast episode, but I love to.
Hola, for my arrival in Venice.
Yeah,
No,
definitely.
I
Why
always
not?
spend an hour to tell it, but okay, I'm gonna summarize it.
No. Save it for another episode.
Will start, Monica. I'm gonna start.
You're gonna start and then we're gonna leave it with people in
Yeah,
suspense.
absolutely,
No,
absolutely. For
can't do that,
everyone,
cannot do that, cannot do that. They're gonna sue me otherwise. No, I definitely want you
no,
back, Ben. I
no.
definitely want you back because I wanna hear this story because I love people, you know, how people end up in Venice. Because, you know, I know why I'm in Venice, but I love when I hear people from all over the world telling me,
Yeah,
oh, you know, it's like
same
why
here.
I moved to UK. So there is a big story when I moved to UK, but you know, it's
We do
so
want to hear
yeah.
your
We
story
do,
too.
yeah.
Monica, tell us as well.
No, it's too long. I get sued by my ex because if I start telling about my story about England, I got to bring on my ex that I don't know where he is at the moment, and he will sue me, and I will sue him. So now we don't want to go down that way. Okay, girls, it was so nice talking to you, and
Thank
I
you for
can
going
wait.
back.
I can't wait to see you live. In the bar
Yeah.
for a drink, and Garanza definitely gonna want you back for another episode so you can tell us what happened to you when you know.
Absolutely, Monica, but please tell me when I need to stop because otherwise you understood that I never stop talking.
So no, okay, guys, you have to understand that this interview took me 2 months to get because there is never time. No, but our English is not good, but now we're busy,
No,
blah blah
we
blah.
do.
So now I can't stop them. Right, girls, thank you so
Monica, thank
much
you
for
so
this
much.
lovely chat.
Thank
And
you.
people, you need to go and see this gallery because it's really nice and the girls are even better. Ciao, ciao,
Well
everybody.
done. Ciao,
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 Monica.
Monica.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you again, Garance and Marion. You can find the girls at www.garance-marion.com and on all social medias as Garance_Marion_Venezia. Thank you again for listening. Venice Talks Podcast is a production of Sentire Media, created, produced, and hosted by me, Monica Cesarato. Follow Venice Talks wherever you get your podcast, and if you want to book a food tour or a cooking experience with me, you can find me over at www.monicacesarato.com and on all social medias with the handle at Monica Cesarato, where you can follow my adventures around Venice. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please rate it and leave a review. It's very much appreciated.
Sentire Media.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com. That's sentiremedia.com and find out how to submit your show.